Jesus is our feast. We eat this feast and live by him, for Jesus is our feast. Christ Jesus is the food we eat. He is our bread, he is our meat. He is our life supply complete. We daily eat of him. We daily eat of him. We daily eat of him. He is our life supply complete. We daily eat of him. This feast is so enjoyable, to men it's so available, for God said whosoever will may come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat.
Yes,
yes, come and freely eat. For God said whosoever will may come and freely eat. This feast is so enjoyable, to men it's so available, for God said whosoever will may come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. Yes, come and freely eat. For God said whosoever will may come and freely eat.
Yes, come and freely eat.
Yes, come and freely eat. For God said whosoever will may come and freely eat.
On you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for all your processes.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your redemption on the cross.
Amen.
You opened the way for us to come this morning and eat.
Amen.
Right.
Christ Jesus is the food we eat.
Amen.
He is our bread, he is our meat.
Amen.
He is our rice and bread complete.
Amen.
We daily eat of him.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You are bread.
Amen.
You are meat.
Amen.
Our life supply complete.
Amen.
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 Complete.
Amen.
Life supply forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is so enjoyable.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's so available.
Amen.
For God, you're enjoyable and so available.
Amen.
Amen. So enjoyable, so available.
Amen.
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 That's right. So enjoyable, so available.
Amen.
Oh, thank you today, you're the Spirit.
Amen.
So available.
Amen.
Thank you, you're the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah, now the
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Could not be any more available.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You've gone through the process.
Amen.
You've become the consummated Spirit.
Amen.
We're enjoying you.
Amen.
Your Spirit and our spirit.
Amen.
Before we can turn our heart to you this morning.
Amen.
Oh, the veils are being taken away.
Amen.
We hold you face to face.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
He came down.
Amen.
To give life.
Amen.
Life to the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And he who comes down out of heaven.
Amen.
And gives life to the world.
Amen.
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 What a mercy.
Amen.
Oh, we heard and we responded.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, you are the bread of life.
Amen.
Comes to you shall not hunger forever.
Amen.
Or shall not thirst forever.
Amen.
We have you as our real supply.
Amen.
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 And can we sing hymn 1331? Just say since he the Lord is good.
Amen. Whatever you do.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. He is good for you and he is for me. So whatever you do, just taste and see. Just follow the Lord. He'll change your life.
You have changed.
Amen.
Oh, getting mingled in the triune God.
Amen.
Oh, what a portion we have in you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this sweet foretaste at the table.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for this table.
Right.
Testifying that you're a real bread.
Amen.
You're the real supply.
Amen.
You're a real feed.
Right. Amen.
We love you this morning.
Amen.
Thank you. We can be here.
Right.
You're everything to us.
Right.
You're such a rich enjoyment.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
thank
Lord
you,
Jesus.
Lord. So rich to us.
Amen.
You're our true food.
Amen.
Our true drink.
Amen.
Right, you're the true food and true drink.
Amen.
Everything else is just a shadow.
Amen.
That's right, you're the one reality of all.
Amen.
The primary purpose for which the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to the earth was to accomplish one central matter.
Amen.
To give himself to us as food.
Amen.
One central matter.
Amen.
To give himself to us as food.
Amen.
The bread of life.
Yes.
So that he could be eaten by us.
Amen.
As spiritual nourishment.
Amen.
Oh, God wants to be eaten by us.
Amen.
As our spiritual nourishment.
Amen.
And be digested by us to become our constitution.
Amen.
Amen. We want you to become our constitution.
Amen.
Amen. This primary purpose.
Amen.
You came to be our bread of life.
Amen.
Oh, we love you this morning.
Amen.
Oh, you're a real supply.
Amen.
A real nourishment.
Amen.
We can eat and digest you.
Amen.
Lord, what a rich table.
Amen.
We love being here.
Amen.
Enjoying you as our food. God is in Christ to be my supply.
Amen.
God as the Spirit nourishes me. If upon Christ in spirit I feed, filled with his life I'll be.
Food to man's supply, that he God's riches
others may enjoy, for us to be satisfied. God is in Christ to be my supply. God is a Spirit, nourishes me. If upon Christ His Spirit I feed, filled with His life I'll be. The river does the Spirit show, coming in Spirit to supply, that with God's riches He be filled, holy to be thereby. God is in Christ to be my supply. God is the Spirit, nourisheth me. If upon Christ in Spirit I feed, filled with His life.
Okay. came down out of heaven.
Amen.
Oh, we declare you are true food.
Amen.
Lord, you really satisfy us.
Amen.
Oh, you meet every one of our needs.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, all week long.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, for becoming the processed one.
Amen.
Oh, to be our supply.
Amen.
Heart's desire.
Amen.
To fill each one of us.
Amen.
You came that we may have life.
Amen.
Even be filled with you as our life.
Amen.
Lord, so we're here feeding this morning.
Amen.
Feeding throughout the week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you for this table.
Amen. Because we have fed on you.
Amen.
Thank you that you have been our rich supply.
Amen.
Praise you for the supply.
That's right.
Of glory is our life.
Amen.
Oh, you're leading many sons into glory.
Amen.
Oh, we exalt this glorious Christ.
Amen.
Oh, ever the Spirit, I would obey.
Amen.
Making his glory fully known.
Amen.
Amen. Fully known.
Our appetite this week.
Amen.
Lord, our taste.
Amen.
Oh, taste for life.
Amen.
Oh, our taste for you as food.
Amen.
Oh, we like to know you as the one that's available as food.
Amen.
Lord, really know how to eat you.
Amen.
Digest you.
Amen.
Assimilate you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want you to be who you are.
Amen.
To us, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for this table.
Amen.
Oh, this table testifies.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Thank you we can eat and drink you.
Amen.
Oh, you prepared a table for us.
Amen.
In the presence of our enemies.
Amen.
Oh, what a shame to your enemies.
Amen.
We're eating and drinking Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for spreading a feast here.
Amen.
We're here feasting on you.
Amen.
Presence of our enemy.
Amen.
To Satan goes all the shame.
Amen.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
To God be all the glory.
Amen.
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 Christ Jesus.
Can we continue with 226?
Amen.
Do we know the norm?
Amen.
That seals him mind.
Amen.
For the words of love with
honor. Amen.
We give thee thanks, O Lord.
Amen.
Let's speak it.
Amen.
Holy bread and only wine.
Amen.
Yet to faith the solemn sign.
Amen.
Of the heavenly and divine.
Amen.
We give thee thanks, O Lord.
That turn our eye to the cross of Calvary,
amen.
Bidding us in faith draw nigh, we give thee thanks, O Lord.
Amen.
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 For the words that fragrance breathe, these plain symbols underneath, words that his own peace bequeath, we give thee thanks, O Lord.
Amen.
For thy word and spirit shown forth, for thy will to us made known.
Do ye this
until
I come.
Amen.
We give thee thanks, O Lord.
Amen.
Anyone knows the tune?
Take the bread. Consecrate him
on whom we feed. Him who liveth and was dead.
Amen.
We give thee thanks, O Lord.
Amen.
We give thee thanks, O
glory and the throne.
Amen.
Thanks, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Head number 7. Glory, glory to the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, glory to the Father.
Amen.
saints. We'll conclude the table. Amen, saints. We'll conclude the table meeting here. I know it's very hard to stop when we reach the peak in feasting.
Amen.
We have to move on to prophesying, and some of the brothers will review messages 6 through 11 of the ongoing training on exercising, enjoying, and expressing Christ.
Amen.
So, and then you will all have the opportunity to prophesy and fill in the blanks. So now, my 3 minutes begin. Okay, so we come to message 6, and the title of this message is God, Christ as the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
And this message is based on a dozen of verses in John chapter 1, which is the introduction to the whole Gospel of John. And the main stress of this introduction is that Christ is the Word of God.
Amen.
Which means Christ, this person, is the definition, explanation, and expression of the mysterious and invisible God.
Amen.
So word here is not just black and white letter, saints, but the word here is a person.
Amen.
So to know the mysterious and invisible God, we need to come to know Christ. And this Christ, as the Word of God, is the great I Am, the self-existing and ever-existing.
Amen.
And John 1 refers to this Christ with two sections of eternity and the breach of time in 5 greatest events in the history of the universe.
Amen.
Creation, incarnation, redemption, anointing, and building.
Amen.
And in these 5 universal historical events, Christ, the Word of God, defines, explains, and expresses the invisible God.
Hey.
So here comes the next 5 Roman numeral that expounds on this.
Right.
Christ as the Word of God speaks for God through His creation.
Amen.
John 1:3 says, all things came into being through Him.
Amen.
Christ is the Creator.
Amen.
And apart from Him, not one thing came into being which has come into being. Psalm 19:1-3 says, the heavens declare the glory of God.
Amen.
And the expanse proclaims the work of His hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night tells out knowledge. And this is how Christ, as the Creator, speaks for God in His creation.
Mm-hmm.
Next point, Christ as the Word of God speaks for God through His incarnation.
Amen.
As the tabernacle of God.
Amen.
This is John 1:14. In His becoming flesh, Christ became the embodiment of the triune God, bringing God into man and make God contactable, touchable, receivable, experienceable, enterable, and enjoyable.
Amen.
The incarnation of God's only begotten Son is also for declaring, explaining God to man in the Word, in life, in light, in grace, and in glory.
Amen.
Next point, Christ as the Word of God speaks for God through His becoming the Lamb of God for redemption.
Amen.
And His becoming the Lamb for the redemption of the lost world, Christ speaks to us how God accomplished His redemption judicially through His death as the procedure according to His righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
And also, His becoming the anointing Spirit, life-giving and transforming Spirit, Christ speaks to us further how God carries out His economy organically by His divine life for His divine purpose according to His heart's desire.
Amen.
And lastly, Christ is the Word of God speaks for God through His becoming the ladder.
Amen.
That brings heaven, God, to earth, man, and joins earth, man, to heaven, God, as one for God's building.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Joseph covered John chapter 1 related to the Word of God. Now we come to John chapter 6. The bread of life.
Amen.
The Bible is a book of eating.
Amen.
The Old and New Testament. In Genesis you have the tree of life. In Revelation you have the tree of life.
Amen.
This message is to convey to us that God wants us to feed upon Him.
Amen.
God desires man to eat.
Amen.
So four points related to the message 7. And the first point is, if we read John 6 carefully, We should have a deep impression of this chapter and pay attention to the sequence of seven crucial points.
Amen.
The impression is that God has gone through a process so that we can eat him as the bread of life.
Amen.
If you look in John chapter 6, you can see around verse 33 that God became incarnated, he was slain, resurrected to indwell, became the life-giving Amen. Spirit, and now he's embodied in the Word Amen. And realized in the Word of life.
Amen.
For us to live the Christian life, we need to eat the Lord. It's not a matter of behavior. It's not a matter of self-correction and self-improvement, but it's a matter of eating the Lord as the bread of life.
Amen.
He came down to be food to man.
Amen.
So we're enjoying this morning.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Point number two, the primary purpose for which the Lord Jesus came down out of heaven to the earth was to accomplish one central matter, to give himself to us
Amen.
As food,
Amen.
The bread of life,
Amen.
So that he could be eaten by us
yes.
as spiritual food, and this is kind of an emphasis here, and be digested.
Amen.
To be eaten Amen. And digested.
Amen.
To become our constitution.
Amen.
Wow. What a constitution.
Amen.
What's happening to us?
Amen.
Right? This is wonderful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's the bread of life.
Amen.
And we're eating him.
Amen.
Amen.
What kind of Christian are we? Ones who eat the Lord.
Amen.
What kind of church do you have? A church that eats the Lord.
Amen.
What is the Lord recovering? The Lord is recovering the matter of eating him.
Amen.
Wonderful. I don't need to say any more. I mean, there's more. But that's good. That's really good. It's not just a matter of eating, but digestion and assimilation.
Amen.
To digest and assimilate requires labor, some dealing with the Lord.
Amen.
Here, taking some time to develop an adequate digestion of the things we hear.
Amen.
Number three, chapter 6 of the Gospel of John is a detailed discourse of the Lord Jesus being the bread of life. He declared, "I am the bread of life."
Amen.
Eat him is not a once-for-all matter. Amen. And then the last point, it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
So we come to message 8, which shows us Christ as the Feast of Tabernacles.
Amen.
And also it shows us Christ, who is the Spirit, that went through a process
Amen.
As the process and consummated triune God to become the life-giving Spirit who would flow out of the believers as Amen. Rivers of living water.
Amen.
And these two things, actually, they're in John 7. Wow, there's so much here. You know, first is the feast. In Romans 1, it says we can enjoy Christ as the Feast of Tabernacles. You know, there are seven yearly feasts ordained by God.
Amen.
First is the Feast of Passovers, and then the last one is the Feast of Tabernacles.
Amen.
The Feast of Tabernacles was ordained by God so that the children of Israel could remember.
Yeah.
It's a feast of remembrance.
Amen.
So they remember how their forefathers lived while they were wandering in the wilderness,
yeah.
how they lived in tents.
Amen.
All the feasts are full of significance. All the feasts. And they were ordained by God for a specific reason.
Right.
So, you know, in our meetings today, brothers and sisters, we're not only remembering how we experienced God, how God lived with us, and so forth, but we're also doing another thing. We're reminded that we're still in the wilderness.
Yes.
And we're waiting for that city,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Like Abraham was waiting for a city where the architect and builder was God.
Amen.
We're the same way. And in the same way, he lived a life of the altar and the tent.
Amen.
The altar means our life is for God.
Amen.
And the tent means that the meaning of our life is for God, and that also that we have a testimony that we're not here living on the earth for the earth.
Amen.
We're here living for God and for God's building.
Amen.
You know, then John 7:37 is interesting. It says, "Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Amen. They've been feasting already. They've been feasting this whole time. On the last day, you would thought, they're like, "Man, I'm satisfied." No. The Feast of Tabernacles also implies the completion and success of man's life, which ends in thirst. We get that great job, that great degree, it ends in thirst. Even our great family life could end in thirst. But you know what? Brothers and sisters, we need to come to him and drink. So in Romans 2, through and in his resurrection, Christ as the last Adam became the life-giving spirit. To impart life and to enter into the believers, to flow out as rivers of living water. Amen. You know, he was processed and he was consummated. Process means he went through some steps.
Amen.
As the trying God to be consummated. Consummated means he was completed. The process is finished. It's done. So essentially, he's the same. Nothing changed. Economically, he became richer. The spirit is the compound spirit, with the olive oil as the base and four key spices. Don't have the time. But you know what? If we want to be a normal Christian, brothers and sisters, we need to know how to experience the spirit.
Amen.
Otherwise, we cannot experience anything of God.
Amen.
Amen. Now we come to message 9. Amen. So I don't know if you we come to Christ as the resurrection and the grain of wheat.
Amen.
So we're going through John here. So now we're on chapter 11 and chapter 12.
Yes.
That first Roman numeral says we can experience, enjoy, and express Christ as the resurrection.
Amen.
You know, this morning I was thinking, oh, I need Christ as resurrection.
Amen.
Actually, right here in letter A, it says, in order to live in resurrection. Saints, we can live in resurrection.
Amen.
And we must see the unveiled truth concerning Christ's resurrection.
Amen.
So you have these 3 points there at the beginning, and I'll be real quick. The first one is Christ in his humanity was begotten by God in his resurrection to be the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
So that's the first thing we need unveiled, that he is now the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
The next one is all the believers, that's all of us, were regenerated by God the Father through the resurrection of Christ.
Amen.
For the producing of the church as his body.
Amen.
His reproduction.
Amen.
So you have the firstborn Son of God, and now you have the church as his body.
Amen.
And then the third point there is Christ, as the last Adam, became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So when you have a body, you have to have an essence, right?
Right.
The spirit is now the essence of this body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
B says, the spirit is the reality of the triune God. The reality of resurrection and the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So then I'll be real quick. My 2 minutes are up.
You get three.
I get three. I'll do a little bit more. The budding, so the example here is this budding rod, Aaron's rod. Aaron gave this dead stick, right? It was dead, dry. There was nothing there. And then what came out? This rod budded, blossomed, and bare fruit to maturity.
Amen.
It bore almonds,
right?
Amazing. You know, saints, when we're at our very end, that's when we can experience Christ as resurrection.
Amen.
It was dead, and it was living. You know, God made it living.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, then there's the other point here is the grain of wheat. I hope saints will share on this. It's wonderful. This grain, within this grain, there was the divine life.
Yes.
It was concealed in the shell of this grain, and it needed to be released.
Amen.
So what happened? It went through death and resurrection.
Amen.
And out came glory.
Amen.
There was a glorification.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. I'll stop there. There's so much.
message 10 is the continuation of message 9. Mm. And in the opening word, Brother Ryan is release his head burden regarding two verses to exercise to be experienced. 2 Corinthians 3:16 says, whenever their heart turned to the Lord, veil is taken away. Amen. Whenever their heart turned to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Amen. And this verse leads us to the experience in verse 18. We all, with unveiled face,
Amen.
Beholding and reflecting, and like a mirror, the glory of the Lord Amen. Are being transformed into the same image,
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
Where is the glory of the Lord? What does it look like? That's chapter 4:6 says, it is the Lord, it is the glory in the face of the Son of God.
Amen.
So we need a genuine experience. We need such a in our daily living, we need to turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
And then we are beholding the glory on the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So this should be our daily morning, every morning at the beginning of our day. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Message 10 is glory and glorification as revealed in the Gospel of John. Number one, glory is the attribute of God. Glory is the expression of God. Roman number two, glory of God is intrinsically linked to the economy of God. So this is economy of God. God became a man so that man becomes God in life and nature and expressed, but not in the Godhead. I hope we all have it's very clear, we have a boldness. We are God in life and nature,
Amen.
But not in the Godhead.
Amen.
We'll all shine first His glory.
Amen.
And Roman number three, can you read the whole title together?
The glory of God is involved with Christ's incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and coming again, and is being a lamp in the new Jerusalem.
Amen. Number four. In the Gospel of John,
we can see the glory and glorification of the Lord Jesus.
Brother Ron is releasing his head burden here. The Lord's Prayer was fulfilled in three stages. First, it was fulfilled in His resurrection. Second, it has been fulfilled in the church. Third, it will be ultimately fulfilled in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So in that, the Son will be fully expressed in glory
Amen.
Through many sons. And God the Father will be glorified in Him through the city for eternity.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Here is a brother, let me read. Yeah. Okay, I tried to toss one of Brother Ron's heavy burden. Any believer during their lifetime does not pass through this stage, never truly know the body, be body conscious, live in the body, and participate in the building up of the body. Brother Ron encourages us to get into the third stage of the experience of life. You know the title of the book, Experience of Life.
Amen.
So that we can deal with our flesh, ourself, and our natural constitution.
Amen.
So that we can touch this matter of the body.
Amen.
So that we can really experience enter into the highest stage of oneness.
Amen.
This is the believer's deepest oneness. The Lord wants to see such a situation among us. What a blessing. We have such a solid word. So we need to get into such a word.
Amen.
All right, so now we come to message 11. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ in the Father's house.
Amen.
Living in the place prepared for us through the death and resurrection of Christ. Question to you. Where is the Father's house, according to John 14? Well, if you ask many Christians today, they'll say it's heaven, with the heavenly mansions. But this is not the revelation of John chapter 14.
Right.
Verse 1 says, okay, the central thought of John 14 is that we must believe into God and thereby enter into God.
Amen.
So verse 1 says, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe into God.
Amen.
Believe also into me.
Amen.
Through believing into Christ, we have an organic union with Him, and we are being merged into praise the Lord. And we're having our being merged into His so that we too may be one organically.
Amen.
This is the central thought of John chapter 14.
Amen.
The Father's house is a matter of the triune God through incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection, working Himself into the believers in order to be fully mingled with them.
Amen.
So that He may build them up as an organism for His dwelling place and expression.
Amen.
So my Father's house in 14:2 is what? It's the body of Christ.
Amen.
The church as the house of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
God never said that heaven is His house.
Amen.
He said it's His throne.
Amen.
But the New Testament is clear, the church is the house of the living God.
Amen.
And organically, this is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
The Father's house is a divine and human incorporation of the processed and consummated God, constituted with His redeemed, regenerated, and transformed elect.
Amen.
Who are the many abodes in this house?
Yeah.
It's us,
yeah,
the many members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
When the Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you, He means that He would prepare a place, accomplish redemption, open up the way, and make a standing for us to enter into God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, not in heaven, but in God.
Amen.
Oh, this is so good. You have to get into this message.
Amen.
The Father's house, how's this house built up? It's by the constant visitation.
Amen.
To the redeemed elect of the Father and the Son with the Spirit. May we experience His constant visitation.
Amen. Amen.
Roman numeral 3, the Father's house, the church, is in God the Father. The church, which is in God the Father, and Jesus Christ, His Son. And then finally, 4, we need to see the intrinsic significance of living in the church as the Father's house. What is the intrinsic significance of our living here in the Father's house?
Mm.
It's to live in the triune God as light.
Amen.
It's to live in the light.
Amen.
It's to live in resurrection.
Amen.
It's to live in grace and reality.
Amen.
To live in the Father's house, to live in the divine glory.
Amen.
It's to live in a house of prayer and worship.
Amen.
To live a life of shepherding. It's to live in and for God's building.
Amen.
Listen to this. It's to live in the divine and mystical realm of the consummated Spirit.
Amen.
For the keeping of the oneness. And finally, it's to live in the divine and human incorporation of the process and consummated. Triune God with the redeemed and regenerated.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is too rich.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been an opening of John chapter 14 like this in church history. I hope we would all get into it. Okay, so now it's your turn. And we've been going through the training of the experience, enjoyment, and expression of Christ, and everyone that I'm aware of that's in the training had an opportunity to share.
Right.
And everyone did a great job. So I encouraged all the saints. I know, even the ones that thought they had nothing to share, they did a great job.
Right.
So I know that Paul's word in Corinthians is true. All can prophesy.
Amen.
So I want to encourage every one of you, especially the ones that usually do not speak.
Mm-hmm.
I want you. The Lord wants you to speak.
Amen.
He wants you to speak. How can He be expressed? If we all sat here and didn't speak, what would that mean? That would mean God is poor.
Yeah.
Because we have no riches to share.
He's not poor.
He's not poor.
He's not poor.
He is so rich. I mean, we've been in a couple weeks of riches.
Yeah.
So please, take the opportunity, even if it's just one sentence that the Lord gave you. Stand up, share with us. We'll all be refreshed. We'll all be supplied.
Okay.
But us brothers got 3 minutes. You only get 2 minutes.
At
most. I mean, you can just do one sentence. I'm telling you. Just one sentence is all it takes. And Taewon, are you on the piano? Okay. So if somebody goes right away, you may get actually a little bit more than 2 minutes. Who's going to be first to share something? I know there's, I mean, it's like it's so much riches. It's what do I share? But who's ready?
Saints.
Okay.
If no death, no life.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the grain of wheat must fall into the ground. Die,
amen.
Produce. How do we die? You know, the main thing to me is to our opinions. Our opinions are the expression of ourselves. You know, even if they're inside of us, they're a distraction. If they're spoken, they're even worse. It doesn't matter. You know, first of all, the common one for many of us that are married is what your wife just said that you don't exactly agree with. You know, we need to die to that opinion. We need to let it go. And then there's politics. This event yesterday gave me all kinds of political talk. But we got to die to that. We know the Lord's going to allow things to get worse and worse. But, you know, we say, Lord, you are sovereign. Whatever happens, you are sovereign.
Amen.
Anyway, we've got to deny ourselves,
yes,
specifically our opinions, and then we can express some life.
Amen.
That was a wonderful message. God had given us a wonderful message this morning. We shall feast on this forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Says our enjoyment of Christ today as the Feast of Tabernacles, you know, before we come again, is why we need to enjoy the riches of Christ as the produce of the good land. Reminds us that we are still in the wilderness and need to enter the rest of the New Jerusalem, which is the eternal tabernacle. And then Brother James Lee, explained, okay, why? He asked, why do we come together for these seven feasts each year? Because to blend and feast, yes. And it requires paying a price. He mentioned how some would spend thousands of dollars. But it's well worth every dollar. Even these doing this video training requires us paying a tremendous price of time, because it takes a tremendous amount of time throughout the week, especially if you're working 40 hours per week and then trying to keep up with the messages. It can be time consuming. Do I like my alone time? Sure. But I'm not going to deny that. But we have to come together for this feasting.
Amen.
It's well worth the time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We were just on a trip and we get to visit the Museum of the Bible. And I took a picture of the most shared verse in Puerto Rico, I'm sorry. It's, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
Amen.
I was thrilled when I saw this. I'm like, this is the most shared verse, you know? And probably in other countries too. But then I got to message 7. I'm like, oh, they share it, but we have the truth. Yeah. This verse has been unveiled to us. I was so happy. We get to see this message with the saints in New York. And, oh, Lord, he is the bread of life. The Christian life is a matter of eating.
Amen.
But I find out that it's not only eating. Yes, we eat, but we need to digest.
Yeah.
We need to be constituted. Yeah. Constitution equals expression.
Amen.
So for us to express, to fulfill his goal, to meet the goal, we need to be constituted.
Yeah.
And our problem is our digestion.
Yeah.
I have a lot of problems physically with digestion, so I was like, oh, yes. And I have to take care of myself because of my problems. So, but spiritually, the same.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Lord. We need to be those that are digesting, that are constituted with him, so he can have his expression.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I had to follow that. I feel that this training has been a call for us to digest.
Amen.
It's like, you know, we enjoy the Lord. We have the truths of a ministry, which are precious. But the Lord needs more.
Amen.
The Lord is after our daily living.
Amen.
You know, one thing that Ron mentioned is he opened this message 10 with a question. Okay, is the New Jerusalem a place where you're going? And of course, there was a resounding no. So the New Jerusalem is what we are becoming.
Amen.
And for that becoming, we need this digestion so
Amen.
That the Lord is constituted into our being.
Yeah.
Amen.
Then one thing that impressed me in message 8 was Abraham's life. Christ is also our Feast of Tabernacles. It is an interesting thing that we enjoyed about him, an aspect of him. The Feast of Tabernacles, what is that? Well, that is for him, absolutely. You know, we enjoy him, and that allows us to live a life of a sojourner.
Amen.
We don't belong to this earth.
Amen.
Then it talks about the experience of Abraham. He built an altar, and he lived in a tabernacle. He built in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a declaration to the world that nothing. We have nothing to do with the world, and yet we are in the world.
Yes.
But he failed. You know, Abraham had failures, but he didn't dwell in the failures.
Amen.
He immediately returned to the altar in the tent.
Amen.
Thank the Lord we can return to our life that we have been called for.
Amen.
Eventually in Hebrews it's told about him, he eagerly awaited for a city which has the foundations, because architect and builder is God. Now he was becoming the new Jerusalem, and that was his calling.
Amen.
It is the same calling that we have.
Amen.
We are here to be constituted with the triune God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, the messages were so rich. When I was tested for message 9, the 2 minutes were not enough. I mean, the ministry is so rich. The portion I would like to share is, in order to live in resurrection, we must know, experience, and gain the God of resurrection. And 1 Thessalonians 3:3 says that no one would be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed for this. And the footnote says, God has destined, appointed that we should pass through afflictions.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, afflictions are God's allotted portion to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he has set us, located us in a situation of affliction. And I'll read a little more of that portion that I read. The dividing of the Red Sea was a miracle which demonstrated to them that God was the living God, yet that miracle performed for them did not bring any measure of the life of God into them. The miracles wrought for Israel in the wilderness were acts of the living God, but despite the many miracles, nothing of God was wrought into their constitution.
Amen.
The miracles wrought for Paul were wrought by the God of resurrection.
Amen.
And each fresh miracle brought a fresh measure of God himself into the life of Paul.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. In Paul's short letter to the Philippians written during his imprisonment, there are over a score of references to joy. In deep distress, he could still be joyful because in his affliction, he was learning to know Christ,
amen,
to appropriate him, and to enjoy him. His outward circumstances were all conducive to sorrow, but it was in sorrow that Christ was imparted to him as the source of his joy. I'll wrap up. Beloved brothers and sisters, do you want to be partakers of a new creation? Do you want to know perennial newness? Then you must give your consent to God when he seeks to lead you through devastating processes. And you need have no fear, for God knows how to apportion suffering.
Amen.
He is an expert at matching our suffering to our state.
Amen.
He measures all things with unfailing accuracy and selects the peculiar trial suited to the peculiar need.
Amen.
He invariably chooses the lot of each one with this goal in view, an increase of the divine content in our lives.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Amen. There was a lot of pressure during the training. And anyway, it was kind of foretaste. I'm really waiting for a full taste with all the saints. You know. Anyway, what I enjoyed is the tabernacle, Feast of Tabernacle. And, let me read this portion. After the Abraham built his first altar, he built a second altar between Bethel and Ai, which stand in contrast with each other. Bethel means house of God, and Ai means a heap of ruins. In the eyes of the gold ones, the only Bethel, the church love, is worthwhile, and everything else is heap of ruins.
Amen.
So I was so encouraged by this word and so much worship. Folks said, what is my purpose? Where are I living now? We are living in the wilderness.
Amen.
We are not reached yet. We are waiting the true tabernacle, the city. So, the tabernacle, the tabernacle, the tent, the altar that Abraham built was between Bethel and Ai. The one side, the Bethel is the church life, the God's building. But the others are all the things, include everything, everyone and everything, they are a heap of ruin.
Amen.
If we have these eyes of you,
yeah.
How can we live? Right. You can live tent-like.
Amen.
You can tent-like. Amen. You can build altar. So because we are waiting the true city,
Amen.
The tabernacle.
Amen.
So I was so encouraged by that. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Eventually, Abraham built the second altar, but still he failed. Abraham had his failures, and there was the forsaking the altar and the tent. Mm-hmm. However, with him, there was a recovery.
Amen.
The recovery is a matter of returning to the altar and the tent with calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We all have this experience. We
Amen.
All set up the tent and altar, but we made failure. We have recovery.
Amen.
We can call on his name.
Amen.
And we can come back to the position of the Bethel.
Yeah. Amen.
Say, Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We turn to him.
Amen.
Amen. And until we really reach it, the heaven, the full fellowship with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for this ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
I was also really touched with this message in message 8 on the Feast of Tabernacles. These three things, right? The feast, the altar, and the tent.
Amen.
We could summarize our Christian life with those three things. Our Christian life is a life of being in the altar, living in the tent, and of feasting. And I appreciate how meaningful this is. You know, the first feast is the Feast of Passover. And the last feast is the Feast of Tabernacles. And the Passover signifies our beginning of our Christian life.
Right.
And the Feast of Tabernacles signifies the consummation of God's full salvation.
Mm.
So from the beginning of our Christian life to the end of our Christian life, the normal situation is a situation of feasting.
Amen.
But also the Feast of Tabernacles is a kind of remembrance. As they came together, they remember that their forefathers dwelt in tents, right? And I especially appreciated this matter of Abraham building the second altar,
yeah.
Right? And Brother James, he talked about how at first we come to the Lord, we come to the church life, we have an experience of the altar and the tent,
mm-hmm.
but afterwards we just accumulate things,
yeah.
and our tent just starts to bulge,
yeah.
bigger and bigger, right? And Abraham, he had a failure, he went down to Egypt, he sold his wife. But in chapter 13, there was a recovery. Bad failure, right?
Yeah.
But in chapter 13, there was a recovery. He came, and how was he recovered? His recovery was coming back to the living of the altar.
Amen.
Anyway, I appreciate this, brothers and sisters. We can have failures.
Yeah.
Even Brother James said something like, the second tent is more meaningful than the first tent. Something like
yeah.
this. The second tent is precious.
Amen.
Because it signifies our coming back to the Lord after a period of failure.
Amen.
Anyway, I appreciate this message.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, we can come back.
Amen.
Come back to the living of the altar, the tent, and the feast.
Amen.
Thank God we can come back.
Amen.
So John 7, 37 through 39 were covered to a certain extent this morning already, especially Brother Crossville brought out the matter of the Feast of Tabernacles. Also, in verse 37, it was the last day. You'd think everybody would be so satisfied, right? But the Lord Jesus had a cry because he knew that there was a lot of dissatisfaction. He said, come unto me and drink.
Amen. Amen.
He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being there shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
And that was, you might say, unpacked in the next verse.
Yeah.
So this he spoke concerning the Spirit.
Amen.
Now pay attention to those two words, the
Spirit.
Those who were who believed into him were about to receive.
Yeah.
Hadn't
yeah.
received him yet.
Right.
They were about to receive for Jesus, for the Spirit.
Right.
Again, the Spirit was not yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because right. Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, some would contend to that, right? Genesis chapter 1. there was the Spirit of God already brooding upon the waters. What do you mean the Spirit is not yet?
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is a special product. Mm-hmm. This is a consummated compound product. Mm-hmm. It consisted, and it was typified in, was it Leviticus? Mm-hmm. Numbers 25, verses 23 to 25, or is it Exodus?
Exodus.
Exodus. Exodus. A hint of olive oil with four spices added. Mm-hmm. And those spices signified mainly the death and resurrection of Christ, right. His human living, his incarnation, etc., all that. And so when the Lord resurrected, he took his body, which was in the tomb, and he uplifted it, and he added it like four spices into the Spirit of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
And a new product came into being, the firstborn Son of God. So that which was not, which was the Spirit, is now.
Amen.
And we are filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. In John 17, the Lord prayed, "The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one." I enjoy that the Lord desires to bring us more into this in a higher state of oneness. You know, I was very touched with so many points, but I just appreciate that we have a seed of glory that we need to pay attention to, and we need to, like in this matter of eating the Lord, taking the Lord in, giving time to spend with the Lord to digest His Word, and let this seed grow. And you know, I like plants, and I have some plants that I started from a little propagation, like a little cutting, and I just get so excited when the roots start to grow, and then sometimes just a little stick, but then it starts to grow, and then there's the leaves, and then after a year maybe you get flowers, even plant flowers, and you're just so happy. So I just love the Christ that is living in us.
Amen.
And the goal is that we will be fully glorifying the triune God.
Amen.
And it's not a small thing to spend little times with the Lord, to talk to Him, watering the seed. And you know, the highest the life, the slower the growth. But praise the Lord, we have the highest life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have this wonderful seed of glory within us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Was for reconstitution. The filling up is for reconstitution. I'm no use to Him. The shiro without Christ is useless. But He can supply us with the food that we need. Only the spiritual things are real. The Spirit is reality. Christ is the true real. There was an end of the sentence I really enjoyed. And eating the true bread rescues us from vanity. And then the part about you are what you eat. We are what we eat. I'm eating other things. I am making the enemy smile. If I'm spending time with the Lord, I'm becoming the new Jerusalem.
Nice.
If we do not touch the Spirit and the Word, we cannot receive life. You have to daily come to the Lord, daily touch Him. And one of the most impressive things in the training was this part about digestion and assimilating. You know, we come, but sometimes we're not really eating. It says what we're doing may not even be eating.
Mm-hmm.
That really went deep. because sometimes I have morning revival and I was not eating. I said the words, but I didn't turn my heart. We need to exercise and open the inner chambers of our heart. Amen. And we need to stay with the Lord until we do that. And we need to do it every day. And the situation of the age is urgent. I just really treasure that I'm here hearing healthy words with the Christ who is life.
Amen. Amen.
Father's house was mentioned twice in the Gospel of John. First is in 2:16. At the beginning, at first, it refers to the temple, the body of Christ. But this body of Christ was only his individual body. But the second time in John 14:2, through Christ's death and resurrection, the body of Christ has increased to be his corporate body, which is the church, including all his believers who have been regenerated through his resurrection. So I really treasure this point because, first of all, at first, but the Father's house is Christ himself, is Jesus, his individual body. But now through his resurrection, this body has been enlarged to be the body of Christ.
Amen.
And now we are all in the body of Christ.
Amen.
So my Father's house refers to the body of Christ, to the church life, to our church, to our Christian life. So now my Father's house is not just a physical place, but it's God himself where we can live.
Amen.
So it really changed up my concept when I read the book the Gospel of John. I noticed that, actually, this is a book to guide us how to live in the church life.
Amen.
The human life which Jesus lived at that time is also the life we can live today.
Amen.
So in this book, in the Roman numeral 4 in Message 11, he speaks of maybe 10 points how to live in the church life as the Father's house. First, is to live in the triune God as life.
Amen.
At that day, Jesus was living in the triune God. He was there with God, and he did many things with God. And today, we can also live in the triune God.
Amen.
So that really changed my concept. And when I read the book of Gospel of John, now I noticed that I can experience how he experienced at that day.
Amen.
And his life can become our life.
Amen.
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 Holy Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So this training is wonderful. It's brought me back to so many things that I've heard over the years in the church life, this matter of God's house. But anyway, I want to remember something else that I heard Witness Lee say one time. This is mainly for the young people. He said that the only time he ever got lost, everybody has a cell phone, you might know how to use the GPS and stuff, but he said the only time he ever got lost was when he marched in a political parade. Mm-hmm. Try and remember that.
Just enjoyed the where he's talking about that, you know, with his death and resurrection, the reality that happened there was he raised up. They talk about the temple. He raised up the temple, like this is the whole temple, right? He completed it. So in his resurrection and ascension, we were all there with him at the whole temple. Okay, so. It's in the eternal spirit,
right?
And he's on the throne.
Yeah.
So we're there with him in reality, the whole temple on the throne. You know, so, you know, it's outside of time. So it's like, Lord, this is, the reality is we are there, transformed with him. We're
yes.
the bride with him in reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
But right now in time, it's getting worked out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, Lord. So, you know, I always had the problem before, like, I just didn't understand the loosed, you know, loosed. What's loosed in heaven, loosed on. And I was like, we are in heaven. This is completed. That's the reality. So, Lord, you know, we can pray in our, when we get to our spirit, that is all there. That's all the same. So we
yeah.
pray in our spirit, Lord,
yeah.
what is loosed in heaven? It's already there. Loosed in heaven, loosed it on the earth.
Amen.
When we're going through whatever the things we're going through.
Amen.
You know, it's all already done already.
Right.
And we can just be one. You know, our prayer can be, you know, we're one with the body
Amen.
In this one spirit.
Amen.
The body is there in our spirit.
Amen.
So I was just, you know, Lord, I need, give me more faith.
Amen.
To substantiate this.
Yeah.
Amen.
The conviction. So my prayer can be from that position.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Message 10. Romans 4.G. The Lord Jesus prayed that we would enter into the highest stage of oneness.
Yeah.
The oneness in the divine glory for the corporate expression of the triune God.
Amen.
So in chapters 17:22, the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
Amen.
And in the next verse, they may be perfected into one.
Amen.
And in those sub-points, this is the believer's deepest oneness. The oneness in the divine glory for the corporate expression of God.
Mm.
Point two, in this aspect of oneness, the believers, their self having been fully denied, enjoy the glory of the Father as the factor of their perfected oneness,
Amen.
And thus express God in a corporate building up way.
Amen.
And brother said, these saints are referred to the overcoming saints.
Mm.
And if we have our church life or Christian life in the only in an individual way and consider all the church gathering as those social events, we will never reach this point.
Right.
Since we need more blending.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because blending helps us break through the third stage
yeah.
in the experience of life.
Amen.
Especially when you're out of the country, you will be astonished and encouraged by how the saints in genuine oneness
yeah.
running a race, how they are diligent in the words, desperate for increase. And the church from young people to elderly saints are living and functioning and are faithful to what they have seen.
Amen.
Now just as some saints we have met in Austin. Okay, and this week might be my last week meeting in the church in Austin. I'm going to move to Singapore for a new job. Thanks for your care and spending time fellowship with us.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Is a great opportunity for us to have more planning with you.
Amen.
So I really appreciated Brother Ed's spending time in message 9 talking about newness and oldness.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, in the context of Christ as a resurrection life, as he operates in us, he is renewing our inner man day by day.
Amen.
And, you know, you really see that in somebody like Brother Ed, who, you know, as probably a lot of you know, his outer man has decayed a lot in recent years. He's had a lot of health problems, but you would never be able to tell by the manner of his spirit flowing out when he speaks. You know, there's a newness in him that is the operating resurrection life in him. And he talked a little bit about at the end, so in I've never seen this. Deuteronomy 34:7 says that Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eye was not dim, nor had his freshness left him.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So that's a picture of the eyes of our heart. They should never grow dim,
Amen.
And our freshness of the Lord's presence should never leave us.
Amen.
It's in contrast to in 1 Samuel, Samuel learned at the feet of Eli, who knew everything as a priest in the Aaronic priesthood, but his eye had grown dim, and he had become fully stale to the point that God had to replace that Aaronic priesthood with Samuel the prophet. And so it's just, it's a warning, you know, that we in this place have the knowledge, we have the doctrine, but if we lose the newness, the renewing of the resurrection life in us, then we are like that old, dim, stale Eli. Yeah. And the Lord will have to come and do something different. He'll have to move on to somebody else who's going to really maintain that resurrection life. Amen. So it's just, you know, it's always such a, for me, it's always hard. Like, a lot of times I'll come to the training meetings and it's like, it feels like a priesthood duty I have to do because it's what we're supposed to do or something. But then you get these words spoken to you by somebody who is in the resurrection life, and then you realize, no, this isn't just a duty that I'm supposed to be here doing these things begrudgingly or what have you, but there is something new and living, and that is what we have to pay a price to stay with that newness of life.
Amen.
This week, in some time with some brothers, one brother shared how easy it was when we first touched the Lord, how easy it was to share with others, how easy it was to preach the gospel and to just flow out when we met someone and the Lord would touch us to speak to them. But as we spend more time with the Lord, we seem to calm down. And this brother's testimony just touched me. That we need to pray, Lord, don't let us calm down.
Amen.
Restore the freshness
Amen.
Of our experience.
Amen.
The anointing oil that was prepared in Exodus was made up of four components, calamus, cinnamon, myrrh, and cassia. And what I was touched with was all of those had to be imported. The only thing that was native to the Holy Land was the olive oil, which is, of course, the divine nature of God. But all the other things had to be brought in by experiences that produced it, and then it was blended. And the olive oil was a gallon and a half. That's how much olive oil a hen is. And then each of the others was 500 shekels was 10 pounds, and the other half shekels were 5 pounds, and they were all blended together. And the volume that was created, of course, was to be used to anoint the priest. Behold how good and how pleasant it is. The ointment, the oneness, starts at the head and flows down. Anyway, I'm rambling a little bit. I just was really touched that we need to pray, Lord,
Amen.
Restore the freshness
Amen.
Of our experience with you Amen. So that when we touch the saints, we provoke the same freshness in them.
Amen.
Amen.
To live in the church as the Father's house is to live in and for God's building. The brother shared that we need to make a decision, a resolution, and a consecration to the Lord that we would be living in and for God's building. I was touched that we need to give ourselves to the Lord for God's building. This needs to be the commitment for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
I also really enjoyed the points under Roman numeral 4.
also, hi Saints. it's been a while. I've been in Taiwan for the past several months with my parents, enjoying the sweet and wonderful church life there. And I'll be here in Austin for about a month, and then next month I'll be in Boston. And I just wanted to say hello, and it's good to be back. But I've received so much light just this morning from everyone sharing, and I really enjoy the points under Roman numeral 4 as well, about seeing the intrinsic significance of living in the church as the Father's house. As we were reading through all these points, you know, I realized in a very real sense, the church life that we have is what we make of it, you know? Whether the church life is big or small, seemingly rich or poor outwardly, actually, you know, if we are living in this reality,
Amen.
In the intrinsic significance of the church as the Father's house,
Amen.
In the reality of the body of Christ, then our church life will be wonderful no matter where
Amen.
We are.
Amen.
You know, I think I grew up here in Austin, and then I was for a time in Anaheim, and then I was for a time in Europe last year, and then I was for a time in Taiwan. And I really come to realize, you know, the church life is wonderful no matter where you go.
Amen.
Because the reality of the church life
yes.
is the body life.
Amen.
So we need to be living in the reality of all these points
Amen.
Under Roman numeral 4 to experience the reality of the body
yes.
of Christ. Amen. Then the Lord can fulfill his purpose in us.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Saint, in our old age, can't help but pick up a few things. And one of the things my wife and I have picked up, if you don't want to spend $100 every time you go to the grocery store, eat before you go to the grocery store. And, you know, this is really true in our spiritual life too. A lot of times I don't have an appetite. I don't have an appetite for the Lord. You know, and I wonder, wow, I don't know, I don't understand. Just no hunger there. But when I really open up, I see I'm filled with everything else. You know, I've quenched my appetite on the wrong things. And I just really appreciate seeing this and just to get geared to increasing my taste for Christ,
Amen.
You know. Do away with the other things that try to fill me up and just develop my
Amen.
Taste for him.
Amen.
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 Amen. I've been in training, but I've been in 2 Corinthians, and I've been in the life study of Genesis. It's really applicable. One thing I really enjoyed is glory and glorification. The work of the Spirit is not only to convict the sinners that they might believe in Christ and be transferred out of Adam to Christ, it's also to reveal Christ with the fullness of the Father to all these transferred believers. They might be built up with all the fullness of the Godhead in order to express the triune God and to glorify the Son with the Father. And then if you go on, it says, this is the ultimate step in God's complete salvation, wherein God obtains a full expression, which will ultimately be manifested in the coming age. And I was just impressed because I was reading 2 Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians 3:18 is like a beautiful verse.
Mm-hmm.
But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
And this verse is just, it's heavy because it's like the God that went through, that created, then became incarnated, then went through crucifixion, then went through resurrection, and then ascension is now life imparting.
Amen.
And that the glory that he wanted to give to us since Genesis by us attaining image and dominion, it's possible now, and it's through the work of the Spirit But there's a condition, and it's the unveiled face. And I was really touched to not have a veil on my face.
Amen.
And to even identify what the veils are. So one of the footnotes said, we can be veiled by old concepts, especially the concept concerning the law.
Yeah.
In principle, anything such as philosophy, religion, cultural traditions that hinder people from operating the gospel of Christ is a veil. And I was just, this week I was like, Lord, take any veil away from me.
Amen.
You know, the life study said religious things and holy things, as well as sinful things and worldly things, can be a veil to us.
Yeah.
Our family, our wife, our friends, our children, ourselves, our zealous activity, your work for God, everything can be a veil to us.
Right.
And I just don't want to be like the sons of Israel.
Mm.
You know, they celebrated like the Feast of Tabernacles. They were waiting for God to consummate what they, this hope. They were waiting for that city where the architect and builder was God.
Right.
They were waiting for the transmission to create the New Jerusalem, but they were veiled.
Yeah.
And now, even today, like, God has done everything. He's gone through the whole process. All we have to do is turn to Him. And the glory is shining in the face of Jesus. And so all we have to do is turn our hearts to Him.
Amen.
And so I was just impressed to pray that the Lord will take away any veil.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to have to wrap up here. Take care of the time and the children's workers. All right, so let me, before we do announcements, if we have any guests visiting with us, maybe we can go around and start in this section. Anyone visiting with us in Central? Anyone from out of town? Anyone in this section visiting? We know Lydia's visiting. Anyone else? No? We have some visitors from the South. Nice to have anyone with us. Anyone in this section visiting? I know we had two visitors sitting here, but they, listen, I guess they didn't. Okay. So,
Grace,
go ahead.
She want to leave.
Oh, yeah.
I was here for the internship for 2 months in Austin. But I really had a really good time. I really received the Lord, and I really had a great time with all the saints. I'm planning to come back in the fall semester, but I didn't tell my parents yet. So yeah, I might not. Just in case I don't come back, I just wanted to say Austin will always like place a deep part in my heart because I really had a like great childhood here. And actually, the first impression of the Lord was the shepherding of the Austin, the saints in Austin. Yeah, the shepherding. So yeah, so Austin will always like plays a big part in my heart, and I want to come as soon as possible.
Wonderful. Okay, so we will have one more training message, number 12, this afternoon at 3:55. And we finished the Gospels, now we're moving on to Acts. So the message this afternoon is the Divine Trinity, the Spirit of Jesus, and the Kingdom of God. And everyone is welcome to come.
Okay.
So we'll have an open meeting this afternoon. Okay, as far as the announcements, let me go through these quickly. This week we have the morning revival. We'll be doing the last week from the previous training, volume 2, week 12. And also the new morning revival that we'll be covering after that is available in the book room for $4.75. So you can get your groceries after this meeting if you'd like. Then we have our Bible reading schedule. We have our life study reading. We're in Romans, messages 22 and 23 this week. Important items. Registration for Summer School of Truth week 2. The 2024 Summer School of Truth week number 2 general registration period is open. Registration for week 1 and for week 2 are separate and distinct registrations and payment forms. If your child attended week 1 and you desire that they also attend week 2, please confirm that you have, in fact, registered your child for week number 2. You should have received a confirmation email upon registration. You may register for week number 2 at the following link in your electronic announcements. Okay, second important item, gospel trips to French-speaking Europe. This link to the LSM newsletter issue number 30 gives a brief history, outlines the current burden, and then gives a preview of the upcoming gospel trips with names of cities and numbers, maps, etc. At the following link, you will find highlights from Torch Relay number 7. So that link is also available. And also, there is about a 40-minute sharing on the burden for France at the training, which should be available online. The upcoming event, Summer School of Truth, we mentioned, 2024 Chinese-Speaking Saints Perfecting Training. That will be July 19th through 23rd and July 24th through 28th. And then, of course, our Central Texas Blending Conference is just around the corner,
Amen.
August 10th through 11th, so less than a month away. And I believe that's all.
Yes.